one of the headings there, it says you've probably heard of The Secret. Now it's time to make the choice. But you aren't necessarily a fan of The Secret, are you?
No, I would say I'm definitely not a fan of The Secret. I think it's misled a lot of people. The Secret, you know, was really good for sort of just introducing a lot of new people, especially a lot of young people, to just basic concepts of metaphysics. One of the basic concepts, which is the law of attraction. And the thing that I really have an issue with, there's several things really that I have an issue with about The Secret, is that the idea that you can create any kind of life that you want. And what I'm going to argue in the choice is that the physics doesn't necessarily work that way. And while you do have a great deal of power over the kind of life that you lead, that my argument is that choice is more powerful than attraction, because what the law of attraction and The Secret's all about is basically just selfish things. You know, if all you want out of life is a big house, a fast car, and a hot girlfriend, The Secret's great. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those things. Who doesn't want those things?
Yeah, but that burns out after a while.
It does burn out, yeah. And the truth also is that, you know, those things are not, those things are all about you. And the universe is very generous and will give you the things that you want in your life to a certain extent. But you also have, you know, everybody comes into life with a path, I believe, a soul purpose and a life path. And if those material things are in conflict with the path that you've chosen, it's not going to work for you. And that what that means is that, unfortunately, a lot of people end up feeling like a failure. You know, I guess what I'm saying is that some people, you know, aren't meant to necessarily be rich and famous in every lifetime that you come into. And one of the things I do in my lectures is I start by kind of saying, okay, everybody here raise their hand that's read The Secret or seen the film. And pretty much everybody raises their hand. And I say, okay, how many of you are rich and famous? And the hands all go down. So what I'm trying to get people to do is to understand that what really life is all about, at least from my perspective, is choosing. And choosing to me means not just choosing for yourself, but choosing for everybody else, your friends, your family, your community, your city, your nation, your planet. Spend that time and that energy not just on asking for, you know, a bunch of money to buy a boat or something, but instead focus on choosing for others the kind of world you'd like to see them live in. And then I think that what that will do is it will end up creating the outcome we all want for this whole 2012 era that we're in.
I have found that the more you give back, the more you help people, the best way you can, it seems to come back to you, Mike, 10 times. When you least expect it, when you give not to expect, but it just seems to happen that way. Why is that?
Because, you know, the universe is benevolent, and I think it's loving, and wow, we're really off into the hippie metaphysical stuff here really quick. I never thought this hippie stuff would be coming out of my mouth, but because, you know, the universe is loving, it's giving, it wants everyone to be happy. And, you know, when you're wishing for others, when you're thinking about, wow, what can I do for this person? How can I help somebody else that needs my help? Then what you're doing is you're really tapping into that love. A lot of the selfish things that The Secret teaches people to desire, again, the big house, the fast car, and the hot girlfriend, those things are fine, but they're all about what I want me, and there's a lot more than just you in this universe. There's all these other souls, 7 billion of them now, that are inhabiting the planet. And it's just a natural function of the way the universe is supposed to work. It's the way the flow is supposed to go.